This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine officials say Russia is mustering its military might in the Luhansk region of Ukraine in what Kyiv suspects is preparation for an offensive in the eastern area in coming weeks. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Military analysts anticipate a new push soon by Moscow's forces, with the Institute for the Study of War saying in an assessment late Tuesday that an imminent Russian offensive in the coming months is the most likely course of action. Luhansk governor Serhiy Hayday says there is an active transfer of Russian troops to the region, and they're definitely preparing for something on the Eastern Front in February. A new offensive might also coincide with the invasion anniversary on February 24. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Security services searched the home of one of Ukraine's most prominent billionaires on Wednesday, moving against a figure once seen as President Volodymyr Zelensky's sponsor in what the authorities called a wartime anti-corruption purge. The action days before a summit with the European Union appears to reflect determination by Kyiv to demonstrate that it can be a steward of billions of dollars in Western aid. Israel intercepted a rocket fired toward Gaza Wednesday, the latest outbreak of unrest that comes after a top U.S. diplomat visited. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
There were no reports of casualties or damage from the launch, which was not immediately claimed by any armed group in the Israeli blockaded Palestinian territory. It came one day after U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged calm during a visit to the region. And it follows cross-border rocket fire from the Strip last week. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
This is VOA News. The leaders of Djibouti, Ethiopia, Kenya, and Somalia met Wednesday in the Somali capital to discuss the ongoing fight against al-Shabaab militants. Ahmed Mohammed reports from Mogadishu.
At least four mortar shells landed near the presidential palace in Mogadishu Wednesday, ahead of a meeting of heads of states and governments from the region. There were no casualties reported in the attack, for which al-Shabaab claimed the responsibility. The frontline state summit went ahead. Following the conclusion, the leaders of the four countries said they had agreed to establish a joint coordination mechanism and jointly plan a decisive operational strategy against the Islamist militants. Ahmed Mohammed for VOA News, Mogadishu, Somalia.
Large crowds gathered at an airport in the Democratic Republic of Congo on Wednesday for an open-air mass with the Pope. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Local authorities estimated the numbers at more than a million people. This is the first full day of Francis's visit to Congo, where roughly half the 90 million population are Roman Catholics. It's also a country riven by armed conflicts that have driven millions of people into poverty. Thousands of people had spent the night praying at the airport in the build-up to the service.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Authorities in Western Australia recovered a tiny but dangerous radio capsule that fell off a truck, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Emergency Services Commissioner Darren Clem says after a six-day search,
it was 2 meters from the side of the road. The vehicle that identified it was travelling at 70 kilometres per hour when the specialist detection equipment picked up radiation emitted by the missing capsule.
A government investigation in Australia has been launched into how the capsule fell off the truck.
In the extremely unlikely circumstance that the capsule leaked, we will remediate the area.
The investigation of the mishap could lead to a prosecution. I'm Ed Donahue.
Mourners in the U.S. southern state of Tennessee have gathered to remember Tyre Nichols, who died after a brutal beating by Memphis police. The Reverend Al Sharpton will deliver the eulogy at Nichols' funeral Wednesday. The 29-year-old Nichols was a skateboarder, a father, and an amateur photographer. In the 3 weeks since his death, five officers have been fired and charged with murder, and their specialized unit was disbanded. Two more officers were suspended. Two Memphis Fire Department emergency medical workers and a lieutenant were also fired. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.